我们的神实在是奇妙的主，他是可信靠的主。那我今天要跟你们讲的 OK 好，突然礼拜二突然听爱情说华美有一个特会，贝教师要来。我起先没有想到会有这个特会，我要去参加。后来我就仰望主，我跟大卫牧师说，大卫牧师说很好啊，你去参加啊哈。我说这些日子我觉得我很需要闭关，把自己祷告透，有一些事情我需要祷告透，因为有时候我要面对一些事有征战，我不知道怎么去面对，我需要祷告透。然后呢大牧师就说哦，那我不要勉强你，你自己仰望主看看哈。啊，后来我祷告祷告，我想好我还是去哈。结果第一天去，礼拜五晚上，礼拜六早上，礼拜六的晚上三堂嘛哈。那今天在他们的教会还有一堂，没有去的人我跟你们分享一下哈。好，喜杰龙这个可以翻译哈。我的心得就是贝教士是用，他的名字叫 Boker 哈，贝教士他是用他的生命来服侍众生徒。
Sister Becker is using her own life to serve God's people.
她的服事的内容，她说她不是很会讲道，她的服事的内容就是说她母亲、她父亲、她自己的故事。
And the way she serves is by telling stories of her mother, her father, and her own self.
还有一些弟兄姐妹如何敬爱神，遵神的话，遵按着神的感动而行。
And the testimonies of brothers and sisters, who live according to God's word and God's calling and moving.
啊，于是他们呢就蒙恩，然后呢。生命就被保守，被改变。
And because of following God's word, their lives have been transformed, and they were protected by God.
这些宝贵的见证，都是因为人敬畏神，爱他，渴慕神的同在，而有的经历。
And these testimonies happen because ofbrothers and sisters who respect the Lord, fear the Lord, and love the Lord, and that's why they experience those testimonies.
Searched after their His presence.
So they long after His presence.
比如说，那个领会的人哈，领会的弟兄说，贝教士的爸爸，就是说他到美国留学的时候被二十几岁贝教士的爸爸带他去教会聚会参加祷告会。
The one who was leading the meeting said that when he came here to study in his 20s, Sister Becker's father brought him to the prayer meeting in the church.
那这个弟兄说哦，教会祷告会怎么只有我们两个人来哈，都没有看到别人。
And then the brother said, "Why is the prayer meeting only two people? There wasn't anyone else."
后来呢，贝教士的爸爸进到那个聚会地方，立刻就跪下来下来。
And the moment that Sister Becker's father came into the
meeting,
he knelt down on his knees and he was worshiping God.
这个弟兄才发现，原来所有的人。都跪在那边匍匐敬拜，所以他以为没有人啊。
So he realized that everybody else was knelt down and they were worshiping God, and he thought there wasn't anyone else, but the people were all on the ground.
所以你就知道他们这个团体是怎么样的敬虔爱神。
And so you know that this group, how much they fear the Lord and love the Lord.
他说他爸爸呢，有一次他爸爸就是非常忠心爱神，很宝贵跟神在一起的这个时间去聚会。
And her father really is very loyal to God and cherishes the time to meet with God during meetings.
那他说有一次他们的公司就是开 party， 啊就有抽奖的这个活动。
And one time, their company had a party and they had a lottery.
啊，有一个大奖就是一个 TV。
And、
电视。
The grand prize was a TV.
那结果是他爸爸抽中。
And his father was the one who won the lottery.
他就把这个就搬回家。
So he brought the TV home.
他就跟他妈妈说：“哎，我们可以用这个东西来看新闻。”
And he said to his mother, his wife, that we can use this TV to watch the news.
因为他们这些人也都是常常为国家社会在祷告的人。
And because they were intercessors for God's, for the country, for the nation.
他说这个新闻看完了，就接着还有其他的节目，就看下去。
So they watched the TV. That after the news, there were other programs, and they continued to watch it.
后来呢，他爸爸说啊，十点了。啊、我们今天都没有读经，没有祷告。
And so his father realized, well, it's 10 p.m. We haven't prayed or read the Bible.
他说：“哦，那这样不行，不行。我们有了这个东西，我们原有的读经祷告就会受影响。不行，不行，这个东西不能在我们家。”
So he realized that they couldn't have the TV because.Having the TV impacted their routine, their devotion time.
就把第二天就把这个东西送回公司去，不晓得是送给人还是卖给人。
The next day or the next chance he had, he returned the TV back to the company.
你可以从贝教授所讲的这个故事见证、生活见证里面看到那个真理蕴藏在其中。
And from these testimonies and stories, you can see God's principles in it and the truth in it.
他爸爸最喜欢的一首歌就是79首，我家不属这个世界。
One of her dad's favorite songs is what we sang earlier, 79, My Home Does Not Belong to This Earth.
还有另外一首就是神的神。大审判的清晨。
And another one was God's Judgment Day.
好像那个神的话都整个都是充满在他们的里面，在影响着这些人敬虔的去爱神。
And so God's words were inside them, and they were influencing them to
love God.
To love God.
贝教士是这样敬虔人的后代。
And Sister Pearl, she's a descendant of such a man of God.
她从小就被看顾、叮咛，应该要敬畏神，要寻求神。
And ever since she was little, she was often reminded to seek the Lord. And to love the Lord.
还要顺服神。
And to obey the Lord.
啊，十一岁快要到的时候，他去参加那个 Pilgrim Camp， 就是那个营地，在上周，他妈妈就跟他提醒他，鼓励他，你十一岁快到了，你还没有被圣灵充满。
And so when she was going to Pilgrim Camp.When she was about to turn 11, her mother reminded her that you're about to turn 11 and you haven't been filled by the Holy Spirit.
你姐姐九岁就被圣灵充满了。
Your sister was filled by the Holy Spirit when she was 9.
啊，你快要十一岁，你还没有被圣灵充满，你一定要寻求被圣灵充满。
You're already 11 and you haven't been filled by the Holy Spirit. You must seek to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以那一次呢，他就寻求他们就是从小就是被训练要听话。
And so, so that time she sought to be filled by the Holy Spirit, and ever since they were little, they were trained to obey their parents.
那所以那个时候他就祷告，后来真的就被圣灵充满了。
So that time she prayed, and she was then filled by the Holy Spirit.
他说那个圣灵充满是一个突破。
And she said that for her, being filled by the Holy Spirit was a breakthrough.
当有人领会的那个贾德纳牧师，就是写荣耀编荣耀光辉那个贾德纳牧师，一个很属神的人。
So the person who was leading the meeting, Pastor
Gardiner.
Oh, Pastor Gardiner.
他说今天呢，可能。有从来没有跳舞过的人要起来跳舞。
He said today there might be someone who has never danced before, come on up and dance.
这跟圣经都有讲，我们的身体如果捆绑，圣灵不容易进来。
And so it's all of this biblical. If our body is in bondage, the Holy Spirit is not easy for the Holy Spirit to enter us.
有一次，有一个人，有一个 Benny Him， 他举行特会，有一个人要被圣灵充满，他就拍他说 ，relax, relax。他说你要放轻松，你绷着筋没有办法被充满。
So one time, Pastor Benny Him, during one of his conferences, there was someone who was seeking to be filled by the Holy Spirit and.He was telling him to relax so that the Holy Spirit can enter into him.
那个时候他姐夫呢，他们都是很敬爱神的人，就碰碰他，意思就说那是你了，那就是你了。
And so at that time, her brother-in-law was nudging her and said that person would be you.
那他就是学习顺服。愿意顺服，结果圣灵做工，他就被圣灵充满。
And so that time she was obedient to the Lord, and so she, I guess she danced and she was filled by the Holy Spirit.
他说那个时候他感受到他生命中有一个捆绑就断掉了。
And at that time she felt that whatever that was keeping her in bondage, was cut off.
那就后来来台湾，1968年来台湾，然后一直经过很多的事，一直到如今，都学习信靠顺服神，
so,
所以一直到如今，他可以用生命来服侍众圣徒。
And so ever since 1968, when she came to Taiwan as a missionary and served the Lord, since then until now, she has learned to obey, trust, and obey the Lord.
我记得我刚到西安来的时候，有一个长辈讲一句话。
I remember one time when I first came to the Zion Church in Taiwan, one of the elders said something.
他说被教师是很单纯的人，谁如果诡诈跟他讲话，吃亏的是讲话的那个人。
He said that Sister Pearl is very innocent and pure.And that whoever is manipulative and trying to, deceive her, the person who is trying to deceive her will actually end up lose out.
Yeah. 那我也记得，才在几年前，大卫牧师跟我说。大概一两年前嘛，大卫牧师跟我说，有一次很多弟兄姐妹还有同工们爱他。
So a year or two ago, Pastor David was telling me that one time those in the ministry, pastors and missionary, they love her.
向她表达爱。
So they were trying to express their love to her.
她非常受感动。
And she was really touched.
她说，她说我不配，我不配，荣耀都要归给神，哈。那因为生命的工作都是主做的。
At the time she was really touched. She said, "I don't deserve it. I give all the glory to God because all the work in our transformed lives, all those works is done by God."
的确，因为他也曾经经过非常大的试炼。
And it's true because even her herself had to go through some really great trials.
极大极大的试炼。
Such great trials.
有的人就批评她说是她自己太 naive。整个教会的产业被夺走。上亿元的。
Some people criticize her for being too naive and that the churches, all the property, and it was hundreds of millions of dollars was taken away.
非常的难过，因为那是荣教士，他很敬爱荣教士，是荣教士、林教士，他们一辈子在这个地方为神就是建立的一个教会，整个被夺走。
She was really sad and depressed about it because it was the other two missionary sister, Pearl Young and sister Linda, who spent all their lives trying to establish a church, and that was the inheritance.
经过这些很大的试炼，亲密的同工看到她哭，不知道怎么安慰她。
And through all these trials, those who are closest to her, the co-workers who are closest to her, saw her cry, but they didn't know how to comfort her.
因为她经历到人心的险恶。
And because she experienced the evil in people.
但是主帮助他得胜。
But God helped her to overcome it.
他的心就是去爱，无论人家对他怎么样，他就是去爱。
And so in her heart, she has determined to love, no matter how people treat her, she still loves.
他在纽约也经历极大的试炼。
And when even she was in New York, she was in great trial.
也是跟建立教会有关。
And it also had to do with establishing the church.
后来，台湾有姐妹奉献了一个很大的奉献，把他们教会买教会的钱全部付清了。
So then there was someone in Taiwan who gave an offering to pay off her church in New York.Completely.
他很单纯，他拿到那张支票，他吓到了，他拿去给小吴牧师说：“你看这一张支票。”小吴牧师说：“我们从来没有看到这么大的奉献。”
And so she was really pure, and ran to Pastor Waldvogel, and he said, "Oh, we've never seen such a big offering."
50万美金呐、啊。
It was $500,000.
对很多台湾的大教会，他们觉得这个不是什么，可是对他们这一些什么都是很小心谨慎跟随神的，哇，这是很大的一笔奉献。
To big churches in Taiwan, it might not be a lot, but to the people here who follow the Lord step by step, it was a big deal.
我为什么就讲他这个故事哈？我现在用三个例子。这三堂聚会听他的见证，听他说故事，凸显出一个非常宝贵的见证。
And the reason why I'm using this as part of the sermon, because from the three meetings I went to, the stories and testimonies, they show and emphasize one point.
他忠心的亲近神，读经祷告，保持神的同在。
She was very loyal and consistent and persistent in reading the Bible, waiting upon God, and pray in her prayer.
Keep 神的同在在她的生命中。
So at all times she had God's presence within her life.
主就在这样的生活情况里主动介入到她的事。
And so in all of these circumstances, God initiated to come into her life and to have total influence over it.
我在台湾听到一个见证，说他有一次早年有一次，他不晓得是因为去哪里就发生一个车祸，那就是碰撞那个身体很痛，就是有内伤，身体很痛。
So a long while ago, I heard that Sister Pearl had an accident, and car accident, and her body was aching from the accident.
她去到那个龙教室的地方，龙教室的地方就是在一个聚会的一个小房间，前小房间。
And she went to Sister Pearl Young's residence.
跟她说。龙姊妹，我车祸了，我浑身都好痛。
And she went to Sister Pearl Young and said, I had a car accident. My whole body is aching.
龙教授看她，龙教授心很不忍。他说：“贝姊妹，因为他知道她很忠心聚会，她是私情。那他就说：贝姊妹，你自己仰望主，如果你实在……”很不舒服，不然你就在我的房间休息，你不一定要去聚会。
And because she was the pianist in all the meetings, Sister Pearl Young said that, you know, if you really feel uncomfortable and feel the aches are bothering you, you can stay and rest in my room, and you don't have to go to the meeting.
那因为他是一个非常顺服荣教士的人
，and because she was such a very obedient coworker to Sister Pearl Young，
当年那个吴老牧师就是 Hans Borvogel， 就是纽约的那个创办人，他跟他说跟他说Pearl 就是贝教士，荣教士是一个属神的人。你尽量顺服他就对了。
So the founder of Ritual Church in New York, told Sister Pearl
Gerda
Volker that just go ahead and obey Sister Pearl Young because she is a woman of God.
所以当个比如说他在弹琴，那龙就是有一个感动，贝姊妹这个时候应该弹灵琴，他从来没有弹过灵琴哦。他说龙就说贝姊妹这个时候应该可以有灵琴，哇，突然这样来哈、哦，他就直接说我要弹灵琴，怎么弹，就弹出灵琴了。
So take an example. One day in the middle of a meeting.Sister Pearl Young said, Sister Gerda, you need to play a song inspired by the Holy Spirit. And Sister Gerda at first didn't know what to do because she had never done that before. But she obeyed and she was able to play.
所以以后贝教士弹灵琴，以后慢慢慢慢，恩赐越用越好。
So after that, she was playing more and more, and her gift was
better
and better.
有一次荣教士说，这个时候，贝姊妹你可以有方言祷告，因为方言私下有，可是公开的， 公开的方言需要有人翻译。
And so one day, Sister Pearl Young said, Sister Gerda, at the moment in the meeting, you can pray for us using tongues.
结果他那个时候，他就是仰望主，那方言就出来了。他真的就是你我举这个例子让你说他是多么的顺服这样。
And at that time she was waiting on the Lord, help me, and she was able to speak in tongues.
而那一次他车祸那么厉害，龙教授说贝姊妹，你如果很不舒服，你可以不用去。那所以他不一定也，龙教授说你可以不一定顾到这个聚会这样。
So that time.From her car accident, Sister Pearl Young said, you don't have to come to the meeting, you can rest in my place.
结果呢，她选择还是去聚会。
In the end, she still chose to go to the meeting.
忍着那个痛，还是弹琴。
And even though her body was aching a lot, she still pushed herself to play the piano.
因为荣教士是一个Woman of 比男人更男人的一个钢铁意志的一个神的女人。
Because Sister Pearl Young is very strong and determined, sometimes even more so than some men. So she's very determined to in her will.
荣教授是为了神把命都摆上的一个人。
So Sister Pearl Young is someone who, for God, she laid down her life.
后来她口腔癌的时候，她聚会照旧。
And even when she had mouth cancer, oral cancer, she still went to the meetings and nothing changed.
那在那个之前，荣教授还没有口腔癌哈，那他认识荣教授。
And during at that time.Sister Pearl Young had not have oral cancer.
所以他一方面他可以自由，可以不用去聚会，可是他从龙教师那边感受到的，还有他自己对神的爱，他还是去聚会。
And so, even though she didn't have to go to the meeting, and from what Sister Pearl Young example.And the fact that she loved the Lord so much, she still went to the meeting.
结果她说弹琴，在聚会中到一半的时候，圣灵进来，她好了一半以上。
And in the middle of the meeting, while she was playing the piano, the Holy Spirit came upon her and took away more than half of the aches.
很多的神迹都是你把自己交出去。任随神来做发生的。
And a lot of the miracles happen is because when we give ourselves to God and going with obeying whatever God wants us to do.
那我在这三天的聚会，他讲了几个例子哈，就是因为他每天忠心的读经祷告，一年读一遍圣经。按着进度每天忠心的读经祷告。
And because she read the Bible consistently, every year she read the Bible at least once, and she prayed consistently and persistently.
我说神就主动的、适时的、介入他的那个生活里。
And God initiated to intervene in her life.
他说，比如说前一阵子。就是这个前一阵子他很被一件事搅扰。
And just an example, she said this time that earlier she was really bothered by something.
那就在他天天读经的这个进度里，神就借着我们看一下历代志上16:11。
And just in her daily devotions, God spoke to her.
16:11，就借这个话，神就提醒他，指引他怎么去面对这个搅扰。 我们一起读好不好？要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
Was it Chronicles?
16章11节。
First Chronicles, huh?
对，16章11节。
Sorry. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always.
对，他就按着这个神所讲的这个话，他就去寻求神跟他的能力，他就胜过这个搅扰。
And so, because of this verse, she followed and obeyed, and she was able to overcome this thing that was bothering her.
第二个例子就是她服侍她妈妈，她独立服侍她妈妈，就八九十岁，服侍了六七年。
And another example was when she served her mother for 6 or 7 years, when her mother was in her 80s and 90s.
那每个礼拜六都特别帮妈妈，就是帮妈妈打点得非常好。
Every Saturday, she took the time to take care of everything concerning her mother.
她不仅服侍妈妈，还要服侍主。
Not only did she have to serve her mother, she had to serve the Lord.
有一天她很累了，没有办法照她心所愿的，好像来帮助妈妈。
And one day she was very tired and she couldn't serve her mother as she would have liked to.
她很自然就停下来，安静在神面前读圣经。
And so she rested, and she was praying and quiet in front of the Lord, before the Lord.
按着进度就读到《生命记》33章。
And according to the
那个 schedule 是不是？
This her usual routine. She read
33章
Deuteronomy chapter 33,
25节。
Verse 25.
神就借着25节使他重新得力。
Verse 25 it said, the bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze, and your strength will equal your days.
他当时这边也可以说是鞋子哈，他就说33章25节。他就说你的鞋是铜的，是铁的，你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
So here it says that the bolts of your gates, it could also be known as shoes, will be iron and bronze.
你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
And your strength will equal your days.
借这个话，他就重新得力了。
And from this, she regained her strength.
他又能够再如他心所愿的服侍妈妈。
And she was able to once again serve her mother, just as she would have liked.
那他们这个团体，他们这个团体是一个罗炳森师母服侍而且传承下来的一个属灵的团体。
So this group was a group from Sister Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson.
她服侍一些古老牧师、万老牧师这些人，后来传承下来的一个属灵的团体。
She served Pastor Hans Waldvogel and other pastors.
那圣经上，我们看一下希伯来书第二章第十节。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
第二章第十节的上半句，上半句说：原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
Says in verse 10, in bringing many sons to glory, It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists.
那这个这边明明告诉我们，我们的救恩，神给我们的救恩就是要领我们。长兄是耶稣，我们是后来按着次序跟随的。他要领我们这些神的儿子进荣耀里去。
So Jesus is like the eldest brother who is leading us into glory.
那罗比森师母的生命见证被形容作荣耀的光辉。
And Mrs. Robinson's testimony was described as the glorious
radiance glory.
The radiance glory.
他的生命就是 radiance glory. 那在神完全占有一个人的灵魂体的这一方面，他是一个先锋。
And she is a pioneer. In the fact that God can be completely occupy our spirit, body, and soul.
那他说，罗比森圣母自己说，我这样得到神的内住的基督这个经历，不是神只要给我一个人的，将来的世代许多人都可以进入的。
And Mrs. Robinson said that God's abiding in her spirit, body, and soul was not just for herself, it was for a lot of people to come.
神正在等待每一个他的儿女可以将来得着。
God is waiting for all the brothers and sisters and all the other sons and his sons and daughters to who is willing to receive such blessing.
所以吴老牧师他们就是受教于罗炳生师母，他们就说这既然是圣经的启示，他们就跟随这个脚中心。
And so Pastor Hans Waldvogel, you know, since it's inspired by the Bible, follow the footsteps of Mrs. Robinson.
那这个团体呢，我其实在几年前周金海牧师特会的时候他就有讲过，这一次周继斌弟兄他又讲一次，他们这个团体的那种属灵生命的那种特质可以用三个词来形容。
And so several years ago Pastor Chow,
Jack Chow.
Pastor Jack Chow, and this time one of the
Stephen
Chow, Brother Stephen Chow, they mentioned about the three
characteristics
of this kind of this group.
那不晓得我有没有记错哈？那个谨慎计划，你们可以帮我，如果有错，帮我纠正。他说第一个，这样追求主的人，他们的生命的特质一定有一个特质 ，thoroughly practical。
And so one of the characteristics is that they are thoroughly practical.
就是很彻底、很全面的务实际。
So they are thoroughly practical to their daily lives.
跟平常的生活是不脱节的。
It's not separated from our daily lives.
第二个是 perfectly natural.
Second one is perfectly natural.
就是非常很完是完全自然的。
It's completely natural. There's no.
就是说他们在被神带领，感觉不是让你觉得属灵的怪怪的。而是很自然的。
So, when they're led by the Holy Spirit, it's not like, oh, it's something kind of weird or it's completely natural.
那另外一个是不是 intensely spiritual? 是不是?
And then the last one is intensely spiritual.
我们知道 intensely 就是很强烈、很深、很广的，哈，就是。
And we know that intense means very strong, very deep, at the same time very broad in terms of their spiritual growth.
就很密集的，很密集的 spiritual.
And it's very intense.
这是真正的属灵。
And that's the true spiritual.
有的人一属灵就不知人间烟火，那是不对的。
Some people who are very spiritual, but yet they don't understand the daily lives, the needs of daily lives, and that's not right.
有的人一属灵就奇怪怪的，那也是不对的。
Some people when they become spiritual, they become somewhat weird, and that's not right either.
那所有在这些人处理地上的事物，他们里边都有一个特质是 intensely spiritual,
and
是属神的。
And all that they do, they are intensely spiritual. That they are doing things.According to God's way for God.
那贝教授有一个见证，就是有一次他在台湾，他要去一个书房，好。
So Sister Gerda has a testimony, and that was that one time when she was in Taiwan, she had to go to a bookstore.
那他知道这个书房是下午一点才开。
And she knows that the bookstore.Wasn't open until 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
可是他心里就是不晓得为什么，就是有一个感觉，就是早点去。
And but in her heart, she had this calling, this
就顺着里面的感觉，她就去了。
This move for her to go early, so she went early.
结果去了以后呢，那个门果然是关着的。
And when she got there, the door was closed.
她说：“哦，那怎么办？”她就很自然的就也没有特别去考究什么神的带领，什么神的旨意，没有，就是很自然就弯到那边的一个巷道里面。
So because the bookstore was closed, she wasn't, she didn't overthink it too much. She just, took a turn in the corner of the street, around the corner of the street.
好像就顺着情况很自然的一个反应，就进到那个巷道。
And it was a natural response.
他说：“我也不知道这个是出于神的还是出于我自己的。”
And she said she didn't know if it was from God or from her own self.
可是就在那边遇见了一个姐妹，多年没有见的姐妹。
But she met there. She met a sister who she had not seen for many, many years.
她说：“哦，贝教士。”
And that sister said, "Oh, Sister Gerda."
他们就谈起来哈。他说那个人呢，他其实已经移居到北京了，在大陆已经移居到大陆北京了。
That person actually had already moved to Beijing in China.
他那个时候就是那么一天在台北。
She was only there for one day.
就在那个时候，贝教授就遇见他。
And at that time, Sister Gerda saw her.
他就带他去旅馆，给他看他先生，看他的孩子。
So she brought her to the hotel to see her husband and her children.
后来就从大陆邀她去大陆服侍。
And from that experience, she invited her to serve, to minister in China.
贝教授说：“我去大陆，风景那个不是我的重点，我的重点是要人来认识耶稣，所以聚会是我的重点。”
Sister Gerda said that when she went to China, the scenery wasn't the main focus. The main focus was the meetings for people to come to know the Lord.
据我所知，那个是他去大陆服事的一个开端。
And from what I know, that was the beginning of how she started serving the Lord, her ministry in China.
后来，台北贤堂他们又有安排，所以他继续的去。结果人家很喜欢他的服事。
And after that, The Zion Church in Taipei, they had other arrangements, so she continued to serve in China. So people have never thought that the blue eyes, blonde hair missionary would.Go to China and serve. She really stand out from the crowd.
所以你看他的，他昨天贝教授就说，这个是不是就是刚刚周弟兄讲的， 那个什么 perfectly natural 很自然的、
so this is what they were mentioning about perfectly natural.
有一次我也 亲口听他做见证说他 有一次为了教会一个 很多年前那时候我好像还没有结婚，他说我教会要一个 花瓶，他就不知道去哪里买这个，结果他一边走一边要到哪里去买，里边就有一个声音说去哪里可以要到你所要的，果然那个就是知识的言语，圣经讲的圣灵的九种恩赐，知识的言语。
And so one day a long time ago she was the church needed a vase and she didn't know where to get it, and she was asking God where she would get it, and then God spoke to her that, oh, the vase could be here, and so she got it from there, according to the voice, and she said that that's one of the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah. 那弟兄姊妹，我跟你讲，就是说这一个人，他今年80岁了。从纽约开4个多钟头的车来到这里。
What I want to tell you is that Sister Gerda this year, she's 80 years old. She drove all the way from New York by herself for 4 hours.
她说我们的灵魂体都可以充满神的能力。
She said that our spirit, body, and soul can be filled with God's power.
她用他们的生命来见证神的话。
They use their own life to testify God's words.
那他们的见证就是这样。我们来看一下《生命记》4:29。
So let us read Deuteronomy.
就是一切为耶稣。
4:29。
一切为耶稣。第四章生命记，我们在生命记是摩西再一次跟以色列人讲申诉神的诫命，神的律例诫命。
We know that chapter 4 is when Moses was telling the Israelites once again to obey God's laws and commandments.
我们从第四章的这一段读完我就结束了哈。我们从第四章的第一节读到第七节。
So let us read chapter 4 verse 1 through 7.
以色列人啊，现在我所教训你们的律例典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。所吩咐你们的话，你们不可加添，也不可删减，好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的，就是耶和华你们神的命令。耶和华因巴利比尔的事所行的，你们亲眼看见了。凡随从巴利比尔的人，耶和华你们的神都从你们中间除灭了。唯有你们专靠耶和华你们神的人，今日全都存活。我照着耶和华我神所吩咐的，将律例典章教训你们，使你们在所要进去得为业的地上遵行。所以你们要遵守，谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切律例，必说这大国的人真是有智慧有聪明。哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像耶和华我们的神，在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？又哪一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切律法呢？
Okay, verses Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 1 through 8. Hear now, O Israel, the decrees and laws I am about to teach you. Follow land so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you. You saw with your own eyes what the Lord did at Baal Peor. The Lord your God destroyed from among you everyone who followed the Baal of Peor, but all of you who held fast to the Lord your God are still alive today. See, I've taught you decrees and laws as the Lord of my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land you are entering to take possession of it. Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and your understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him? And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today?
所以第九节他说，你们要谨慎，要殷勤保守你的心，那免得忘记，然后你要的第十节，要学习敬畏我，可以教训儿女这样行。
So verses 9 and 10, only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget these things your eyes have seen.
跳到第十节的后面。
And
后半段可以学习敬畏我。
And may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land and may teach them to their children.
那摩西跟他们这样讲，好像他也摩西是神人，他好像也能够预见将来会发生的事，他就跟他们说，你们不听话，所以呢，神会管教你们哈。然后二十七节到二十九节。
So Moses told them that since you do not obey, God will punish you. So verses 27 to 31.
好，我们从27到31节，我们一起读。耶和华必使你们分散在万民中，在他所领你们到的万国里，你们剩下的人数稀少，在那里你们必侍奉人手所造的神，就是用木石造成，不能看，不能听，不能吃，不能闻的神。但你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神，你尽心尽性寻求他的时候，就必寻见。日后你遭遇一切患难的时候，你必归回耶和华你的神，听从他的话。耶和华你神原是有怜悯的神，他总不撇下你，不灭绝你，也不忘记他起誓与你列祖所立的约。
Okay, verses 27 to 31.The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and only a few of you will survive among the nations to which the Lord will drive you. There you will worship man-made gods of wood and stone, which cannot see or hear or eat or smell. But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you look for him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things have happened to you, then in later days you will return to the Lord your God and obey him.For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon or destroy you or forget the covenant with your forefathers, which he confirmed to him by oath.
我最后就是用29节到31节跟大家彼此共勉。当我听贝教士他讲这些见证，其实我早年我就心里有所感觉说，我到了19岁才信耶稣，很多天然的习性都固定了，要改好难改哦。
So from hearing these testimonies, a lot of times, when I heard, I felt I had this sense of reflection that, I didn't know the Lord until I was 19 years old, and a lot of habits, and character traits have been set, and it's hard to be changed.
所以虽然信耶稣也有很多恩典，因着神的怜悯，真的也是。比如说我到锡安来的时候，我就是明白，就是要遵行神的旨意。那个 key point 就是要遵行神的旨意，就像刚志刚讲的。
And so, like Brother Zigal mentioned earlier, even though I knew that the key point was to
do God's will.
To do God's will.
所以那个时候我就大大祷告，神啊，求你让我爱上你的旨意。
And so that during that time, I prayed to the Lord, the Lord, help me to love Your will.
啊，好像真的就是神啊，让我爱上你的旨意，好叫我跟着你走。
Lord, help me to love Your will so that I may follow You.
那不是每个时刻都这么警醒。
It wasn't like every time I was very careful.
然后结婚以后，经过很多的情况，好，不知不觉又松懈了。
After I got married, through different kinds of circumstances, I felt like I kind of wasn't as intense in my pursuit of God.
那个罗马书第七章十八节，保罗说。立志为善由得我，行出来由不得我。这个我们都非常熟悉。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这个屈死的身体？
Just like Romans chapter 7 verse 8, it says, verse 8,
在我里面，在我有肉体，没有良善。
The opportunity afforded by the commandment produced in me every kind of covetous desire.
七章十八节，我肉体里面没有良善。
我听的八节 ，OK。Verse 18, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature.
说我真是活。
For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
那好像真的就是被带进婚姻，对我来讲，就是神在我生命中经营建造的一个过程。
And so for me, marriage is what is the process for building me up.
我说神啊，我不像贝教师他们那样，从小就是他那个家族很深厚的那种敬畏神的那种家族的那种习性哈，把他们这样磨塑上来。我是第一个基督徒，家里第一个基督徒。啊，好像神啊，好多事都很想按你的旨意行，可是很多时候好像又不是这样子哈。
Unlike Sister Gerda, whose family was deeply saturated and rooted in God's presence and God's will, my background was not like that.And so sometimes, even though I love the Lord and I wish to love the Lord, I don't always end up following God's will.
那好像时间都过去了，事情已经造成了，好像我是一个很不是很称职的妈妈，不懂得把孩子教来怎么样来敬畏神，就像贝教师的妈妈教她的孩子一样。
Time has passed, and I feel like I am not a very good mother in terms of teaching my children to love the Lord and fear the Lord.
我一个人带四个孩子真的非常忙，所以说不要太忙。
I raised four kids and it was very busy.
最近牧师去受一个训练，有一个神学院的教授教务长，他就说忙 busy 哈。他说，他把他形容说 ，be under Satan's yoke， 就 busy， be under Satan's yoke。
So recently, Pastor David went to a meeting, a training, and by someone from the seminary, and they said that the word busy could be acronym for being under Satan's yoke.
那因为我们很忙，我们没有时间好好的来到神面前来亲近他，来受教于他，让他来光照我们，没有时间多多给神机会，让他来临到我们。
Because we're busy, we don't have as much time for God to reveal Himself to us. We don't have time for God to shine His light upon us.
就是我们很愿意， 就像我五月十号讲的，我们必须要行割礼，让圣灵在我们里边除去我们肉体情欲的割礼。
And just like I mentioned, back in May 12th, we have to have circumcision. Yeah, we have to have circumcision of the heart.
那神愿意做，我们也愿意让神做，可是就是没有给神机会，没有时间给神，没有机会给神。
We are willing for God to circumcise our hearts, and God is willing to do it, but because we don't have time, we don't give God the opportunity to do that.
有些时候就很脚步急促的就做了决定，结果就很多的事情来，就接受神的惩治。
And sometimes we do something in a hurry, in haste, and a lot of things came as a result. And we have to receive God's punishment.
但是就像这里第四章二十九节的，就在这种环境里，你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神。你尽心尽性寻求他的时候，就必寻见。日后你遭遇一切患难的时候，你必归回耶和华你的神，听从他的话。那耶和华你神原是有怜悯的神，他总不撇下你，不灭绝你，也不忘记他起誓与你列祖所立的约。
生命记多少？今日。
就是二十九，第四章《生命记》第四章二十九到三十一。我是用这三句话。
But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him. If you look for him with all your heart and with all your soul, when you're in distress and all these things have happened to you, then in later days you will return to the Lord your God and obey him. For the Lord your God is a merciful God.He will not abandon or destroy you or forget the covenant with your forefathers, which he confirmed to them by oath.
如果你跟我一样有同样这种被惩治的感觉，懊悔，这一段话可以安慰你，你这段话也安慰了我。
So if you're like me who have been punished and by God and you are going through distress, this paragraph can comfort you.
那我就是跟大家这样彼此勉励哈，甚愿以后我们到头来，我们也可以越来越用我们的生命来服侍神，服侍人。
And I just wanted to use this to encourage every brothers and sisters, so that eventually, we can use God's words, these words, to serve.God and serve His people.
Okay, 我们唱一首歌结束我们的聚会哈。最后请志刚带我们祷告。220